Lorraine Ellison is a name known only to soul music connoisseurs, but whenever it comes up, it's almost invariably followed by three words, Stay With Me, the title of her most famous song. Today, Ed Ward tells us the story of the gospel singer from North Philadelphia who became a legend without really having a hit.
Ellison was born Mary Bell Lorraine Ellison on March 17, 1931, and grew up in Philadelphia. Like many another soul singer, her career started in the church, although unlike many of them, her gospel success took her far. Her family group, consisting of one of her sisters and two cousins, was first known as the Ellison Singers and then the Golden Chords. Almost from the start, the Golden Chords negotiated the territory between the sacred and the secular, performing frequently at a New York gospel nightclub called the Sweet Chariot, which is where a young musician named Al Cooper recorded them, singing a song called Wake Me, Shake Me, which he passed on to his rock band, the Blues Project. The Chords also recorded a live album for Columbia there. Lorraine, meanwhile, was writing secular songs with another Philadelphia musician, Sam Bell, and getting them recorded by Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells, Howard Tate, and Dee Dee Warwick. In 1963, the Golden Chords were selected by the prestigious Festival of Two Worlds in Spoleto, Italy, to perform, and found the experience so much to their liking that they stayed in Italy for a couple of years. In 1965, Lorraine returned to America and made a couple of records for Mercury, which never got anywhere. Meanwhile, Sam Bell had introduced her to the great soul producer Jerry Ragavoy, who had just signed a contract with Loma, a new soul label Warner Brothers was about to introduce. Ragavoy, Bell, and Lorraine sat down to write some songs for her first Loma album, and in the middle of doing so, Ragavoy got a phone call. Frank Sinatra had booked a session with a large orchestra and had then canceled. Since the union said the orchestra had to be paid, session or no session, Warner's was offering Ragavoy the studio and the orchestra. Although it wasn't strictly true, he told them he was ready to record with Lorraine and then stayed up for 72 hours finishing a song and an arrangement. Not only did he succeed in doing this, but the orchestra and singer nailed it in one take. The song was Stay With Me, and ordinarily I'd play a bit of it here, but I'm not going to. You'll have to wait till the end of the piece because it's my experience that you can't follow it with anything at all. That's how powerful it is. It was also too powerful for radio, although it briefly got to number 11 on the soul charts and 64 on the pop charts. Then Ragavoy had a brilliant idea. He'd turned Lorraine Ellison into a jazz singer. Warner's okayed Oliver Nelson to write arrangements, and an entire album introducing Miss Lorraine Ellison, Heart and Soul, was recorded. To be honest, it's unlistenable. Tail between his legs, Ragavoy went back to what worked and came up with another song that should have been a hit. try just a little bit harder never made it out of the starting gate. Instead, Ragavoy fan Janis Joplin recorded it and at least got some radio play out of it. Lorraine tried a little bit harder too, but nothing worked. She had another small hit, Heart Be Still. She changed producers, finally making a superb album with Ted Templeman, but it was made in 1974, when Lorraine Ellison's version of Deep Soul was becoming outdated. Plus, she was 43 years old. So she retired, sang in the church, and died in 1983 at the age of 51. She left behind a lot of fine music and one great, transcendent 3 minutes and 33 seconds called Stay With Me.
Where did you go when things went wrong, baby? Who did you run to and find a shoulder to lay your head upon, baby?
That's Lorraine Ellison. Our rock historian Ed Ward lives in Berlin. You can download podcasts of Fresh Air by going to our website, freshair.npr.org.